It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. I am still recording from my home studio, so as always, you may hear a cat cry or some other ambient noise. My guest today is Stacy Coventry. She's the Director of Volunteer Services at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. Volunteering is such a great thing to do. There are so many benefits to volunteering. My mother has been a long-time volunteer, a couple of decades actually, and doesn't really know what to do with herself now that she's not volunteering as much given the current medical climate out there. Stacy, thank you so much for being here and talking with me about volunteer opportunities at Eastern Maine.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for inviting me to be your guest today.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, let's talk about the changes in protocol that I'm sure you're experiencing because of COVID-19. How has that impacted the volunteer program?
Well, at first, you know, like everything, when we were not really sure what we were going to be faced with, and we all, I think, hoped that the pandemic was going to just be a sort of temporary setback to life as we knew it, we did kind of temporarily take a step back and send our volunteers home. We wanted them to stay healthy. We wanted to have a chance to really make sure we did our own research and really understand what was happening with the pandemic and put the right policies and protocols into place to protect everybody here, our staff, our patients, our visitors, our community, our volunteers. And the majority of our volunteers, I would say about 75% of our current volunteer base, is the retired population. So they are that demographic that originally the pandemic kind of taught us was the most vulnerable to this. So we kind of sent everybody home on a temporary leave. But over time, as we kind of realized that we were going to have to kind of slowly get back to some sort of business as usual, a new normal, kind of adjusting to COVID and life as we know it, living with COVID, we've welcomed back our volunteers. So Eastern Maine Medical Center is open to volunteers. Our current volunteers are welcome to come back as they feel comfortable. The ones who are still making a decision for their own health and safety and comfort level to stay home and continue their leave of service, we are supporting that. But the reality is we are getting busier. We do still have patients here, and we definitely have needs for our staff and our patients that we have to meet. So we are welcoming our volunteers back slowly as they feel comfortable. Right now, we probably only have had about 20% of our volunteers return to service by choice. So we are opening up a recruitment to try to fill those gaps in the meantime until our regular volunteers who are currently part of our volunteer family feel comfortable returning.
Do you test the volunteers?
We do not test the volunteers. What we ask, we kind of follow all of the CDC guidelines that if you've traveled out of the area, out of the state, unless it's one of the exempt states, that you either do a quarantine for 14 days or in which when you return, we would test our volunteers. If a volunteer felt that they were exposed potentially to somebody who had tested positive, the same protocol would be in place where we would ask them to either quarantine for 14 days or get tested themselves before returning to service. But they go through, just like the employees every day and all the visitors that come to the health center, we have a screening protocol in place. We have only a few entrances that are open right now because we have screeners that are there screening as people enter the building. Every day as an employee myself, I come through and have to go through screening, get my temperature tested, and once I pass all of that, then I get to go on to work as usual. We all are we're masking, so it's a full masking policy. So all of our volunteers follow those same protocols that we have in place for our employees and our patients and visitors.
Before COVID-19 hit, how many volunteers did you have?
Last year in 2019, we had about 160 active regular volunteers, and they contributed over 12,000 hours of service, which for our medical center, if you were to put a dollar value on that, was over $300,000 in monetary value of the services they provided.
That's just amazing. And you have a whole host of opportunities, and there's a million things that people could do if they wanted to come and volunteer with you.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about some of those opportunities.
We do. We have some that are kind of new opportunities because of the pandemic, helping us kind of meet the needs of the pandemic, but also just regular volunteer opportunities. People can actually visit our website. If you go to the Eastern Maine Medical Center website and go to the About Us section, we're listed under volunteering, and there's a directory that lists all of the detailed service descriptions that we currently have. But some of our immediate needs right now, like I had mentioned previously, we have screeners that are at all the entrances that are open to visitors and the public and staff right now, and they're busy every day having to meet the needs and move people through the entrances as efficiently and quickly and safely as possible. So we have a welcome team called our patient assistance volunteers that we really need people who can kind of support those screeners in welcoming people to the facility. We are the largest tertiary hospital in the area, so we get a lot of visitors and patients from northeastern Maine. This can be a huge, overwhelming place for people who not only might be navigating whatever health concern or reason brings them to the hospital, but also just it's a large place. It's a different culture. It can be overwhelming. So we need welcome team volunteers, our patient assistance volunteers, greet them, escort them around the hospital, escort them to wherever they might need to be, help while they are waiting to be discharged, making deliveries to patient rooms of flowers, of mail. Currently, we have an opportunity to connect our patients with visitors that they aren't able to see in person because of the pandemic and the current visitation restriction policy, where they can actually set up and help facilitate Zoom visits, so using technology to connect our patients to the family and friends that they can't have visit them in the hospital. So we definitely need welcome team patient assistance volunteers. We also, for people who are not feeling super comfortable with social distancing, interacting with large number of people or with patients, we do have our laboratory right now, because we are doing testing on site here at Eastern Maine, is having to assemble the COVID-19 test kits. So as they get the supplies in, the supplies come in pieces, and so the kits have to be assembled so that they're ready for this, you know, direct care staff to be able to test patients, test visitors as it needs, as the needs arise. And so they're having to do that on top of their normal daily work tasks. The laboratory is a busy place anyway, running samples, testing blood, doing all of that normal day-to-day responsibilities that they have. And now they're being tasked with having to assemble kits, which is really time-consuming. So volunteers can come in and help assemble kits. It gives them a little bit more of a isolated experience. So if they're feeling uncomfortable about interacting or putting themselves in a potential situation and for exposure, they're completely safe in a separate area in the lab in a conference room. So it's a great opportunity. They also can support the lab team by running samples, doing some clerical work, and kind of assisting the lab individuals there. So that's a great opportunity. We had student volunteers here this summer, and they were super excited to count the number of kits that they helped make every day. And by the end of their summer, they had helped make over 8,000 test kits. So that was a huge help to the staff. We also have a partnership. So part of Eastern Maine Medical Center, we have the Union Street Healthcare Mall and the Lafayette Cancer Center are all part of Eastern Maine Medical Center. So we have needs at the Lafayette Center for cancer care resource volunteers who help connect patients and families with information about dealing with treatment, surviving cancer, the different resources in the community to meet all of the needs around their cancer journey, as well as over at Union Street, we have caring calls where people can sit in an office kind of safe from any large groups and make phone calls to those in the community that might be vulnerable, that are feeling alone and isolated and have signed up to get a phone call just to check in and see how they're doing and just have a kind of a conversation, which kind of I think at this point serves as a two-way. Most of us are having to social distance and not have as much social interaction, so being able to connect with somebody in the community is a great avenue as well. Those are just some of the needs right now that are kind of more related to the pandemic, but there's a whole host of volunteer opportunities that we are accepting. So like I said, if people go to the directory, they can look at that directory and reach out, or we're happy to work with people individually and try to tailor their volunteer experience so it kind of fits, you know, it's a reciprocal experience to our needs and to the interests of the individual.
And while it may seem scary on the face of it, the hospital is probably one of the safest places to be because of the protocols you have in place, as opposed to going to a store where people may or may not be masked up, may or may not be wearing anything protective or taking precautions.
Absolutely. You know, in the beginning, like everything dealing with the unknown, we weren't sure how it was going to feel, and it can be a little you know, stressful, add some extra anxiety of having to do all the protocols. But honestly, I feel safer coming to work every day than I do navigating the personal things in my life, like having to go to the grocery store. Just like you said, Carol, it's a matter of we all follow every single day a screening, so we know we're answering the screening questions. We're even doing our own self-check-in of how we're feeling. We're getting our temperatures checked. Everybody understands and knows the rules and follows them as far as masking. So I think I've been very impressed with the way that Eastern Maine has handled this and the way the employees have embraced the policies and protocols, and we all support each other. And whenever we have reached out to our leadership team to say, you know, here's an issue that we see that might need some thought or consideration, they've been very responsive to that. So I have to say that we have felt very comfortable. We are very lucky in Maine that we have low numbers, and here at Eastern Maine Medical Center, you know, there's been very few patients that have come through that have been positive, and they are isolated in areas of the hospital where everybody knows the protocol, and volunteers are not interacting with those patients in those areas of the hospital. So it's all pretty segregated, and making sure that everyone is safe from that.
When we come back, we will talk more about this and about the benefits of being a volunteer for Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. So stay with us. We'll be right back right after this with more from Stacey Coventry. Hey, we're back with Senior Talk. Stacey Coventry, Director of Volunteer Services at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. Stacey, the amount of opportunities is really staggering. There's really something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that volunteering really can just make someone feel better. But you have a lot of benefits for your specific volunteers. Let's go over some of those. I was very surprised as I did the research to see all of the things that volunteers, benefits that they get from sharing their time with you.
Absolutely. So obviously there's, you know, the altruistic benefit of just feeling good and feeling like you're helping and feeling like you're making a difference. But we do try to say thank you. I do think that there is a culture here that, you know, very much of feeling a part of the team and appreciating the service commitment that our volunteers do make. So our benefits range from everything from a discount in our gift shop and discount in our pharmacy and cafeteria to free flu shots. You get a health screening. You get access to our workshops and trainings that we offer throughout the year. Obviously, right now, those are limited or all virtual just because of the pandemic. We have a medical library that people are welcome to use as well. So we really do try to say thank you in any way that we can by offering some of the services that we have here at a discount or even no cost at all to our volunteers.
And you have a fitness center that volunteers
mm-hmm.
can
yes,
use, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, and right now, obviously, that it is open, but obviously there are some stricter protocols involved as far as masking and needing to disinfect. But we do have a fitness center on site, a small one, that our volunteers are welcome to use as well.
And parking. Let's talk about parking.
Yes.
So the facility is like a small city.
I mean, yes,
just,
it is.
It's massive.
It's a true campus.
It really is. It's huge. And I grew up in Bangor, so I remember when it was so much smaller and it's unbelievable in the 60 years that it's how much it's changed. But where would someone park? So if you are older or lazier like myself and you don't want to walk a mile and a half to get to work, What could someone do if they want to volunteer and think, I can't walk from that parking garage?
Absolutely. Well, we always joke here in the office because for those who have been to our facility, you're right, Carol, it is quite large to navigate and to walk across. So our volunteers actually get the best parking in the house, which we all get jealous of as employees who walk in every day. But as a volunteer, you do get a parking permit that allows you to park anywhere on campus as long as you're not parking in a designated physician or patient parking area, which are pretty well marked. So you can park in anywhere in the parking garage. Actually, some of the areas of the parking garage are very close to one of our employee entrances right now, which we're actually navigating all volunteers through just to help minimize traffic at the main entrance. So you're able to park anywhere in the parking garage that's close to that entrance, as well as anywhere on the main campus. The Weber parking lot that a lot of people are familiar with right now, actually, if you park there, we have a golf cart service. We're not doing valet right now because of the pandemic, but if you park there and report to the designated area for our normal valet team, they will actually drive you right to the door, kind of concierge style, right in the golf cart. So we do have some options for people who are looking to limit their walking across campus.
I was wondering about the valet service because that is a great service, and I was wondering about how COVID might have changed that.
Yeah, no, they've been very creative being able to, well, I'm not sure what they'll do as we enter the winter months, but it's been very successful over the summer being able to have visitors park themselves and patients park themselves, but then get golf carted to the front entrance.
Well, that's a nice feature, too, because sometimes if the valets are really busy, you can wait a while to get your car back.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that could make a difference. There's also people who volunteer become part of the Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center Auxiliary. What benefit does that give people? What does that mean?
So if you are interested, the Auxiliary is a separate opportunity. It's one of the volunteer options that we have. The Auxiliary is a wonderful group of ladies who have a long history of fundraising for the center. They have actually just finished one of their most recent commitment of a pledge to help over in the NICU and help redesign and update the devices in the NICU, and they're just about to start their next pledge, which is going to be helping to fund another neonatal transport vehicle. So the women do a great job. We do. If anyone's ever been to the Winter Beach Ball or had one of the kitchen tours, that was all hosted and facilitated by our auxiliary ladies. So they basically come together. They have monthly meetings where they get together and discuss ways to fundraise and to support the great work that's happening at Eastern Maine Medical Center. They also give scholarship awards to students at local universities who are looking into potentially becoming a nurse. So they just do really great work, and then they get fun. They host luncheons and lunch and learns and membership drives to try to get people in our community excited about joining their team and also fundraising for the great causes that they support here at the medical center.
And this may not be happening this year, or who knows, even early next year, but for those who like to party, you do a nice recognition event.
Yes, and we didn't have a recognition event this year because of the pandemic, which was very disappointing since I was new to the office and was looking forward to meeting a lot of our current volunteers in person. But we do. We do a wonderful get-together, a celebration. It's usually a dinner off-site where we come together, we have a speaker, we treat everybody to a dinner, we give away awards and acknowledge people who have had outstanding hours of service. We currently have a beautiful recognition board that's in our downstairs main lobby right outside the gift shop on the stairwell that those who have contributed 3,000 or more lifetime hours of service get their name on the honor board, and it stays in the facility. So it's a really nice way to honor our volunteers. This year, we actually started a new award called the Northern Light Eastern Maine Luminary Award, which we highlight somebody, we nominate a volunteer and award it to somebody who just goes above and beyond and is just the kind of character and personality that really kind of sheds light into the patient experience here, making not only the staff hear, smile, and have, you know, feel supported in the work that they're doing, but helping them deliver great top-notch care to the patients and making sure that all needs are met. You know, we have everything, you know, from the few service descriptions that I mentioned to things like we have a great spiritual care team that's here to meet the needs spiritually of our patients as they're going through and navigating whatever health journey they're on. We have Reiki volunteers, so people who are familiar with energy work, to come and help with stress reduction and help reduce anxiety. We have pet therapy teams that come in, and people can request a visit from one of our registered therapy dogs. So we really do try to give a well-rounded experience to the patients and families that are here going through sometimes really challenging and stressful experiences.
That those are all wonderful things. I love the whole pet therapy thing specifically. When we come back,
so if anyone's out there with a pet therapy current registration, we are looking for pet therapy teams. Some of our teams are not able to return right now, so actually, we have.
I have to stop you just right there for a second because we have to go to break.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But we'll pick up where we left off. Plus, we'll talk about what you're looking for in a volunteer.
Great.
Stay with us.
Wonderful.
More to come. Hey, we're back with Senior Talk. So, Stacy, quickly, with the people who have a certified therapy dog, you're looking for that right now?
Absolutely. There's lots of different organizations that register dogs, so it's important to know what your organization is allowing. And depending on the organization, you may or may not be allowed to resume to service. If you are, we would love to have you. And so you would just need to reach out, go through our process, which we'll be talking about in a minute, and we would just need current updated information on the pet and their registration. So right now, many of our teams are registered with organizations that have not, they've kind of made a blanketed statement that it's not appropriate to return. We're making an accommodation here at Eastern Maine because our numbers are low, that we feel comfortable. So organizations that are allowing their pet therapy teams to resume, we are looking for.
That is terrific. There's nothing like, especially if you're not feeling good petting a dog.
Absolutely.
What do you look for in a volunteer? Either education or personality?
We're really looking for everything, to be honest. I personally love when we have multi-generational interactions between our volunteers. We have so many departments. This place is so large that when we have, you know, just departments that have specific volunteer roles and we have volunteers that have been in those roles for a long time, we sort of set up mentoring between our new volunteers and our seasoned volunteers to kind of cross train. And some of my favorites have been when we have, you know, a retired employee who's, you know, in their 70s training a college student who's eager, you know, considering healthcare as a profession, and the conversations, the shared history that comes up. I just love that. So we really don't have a one-size-fits-all. I try to match people. So the first step is filling out an application. We go through an interview. There's definitely, obviously, an orientation, a background check, those kinds of things that we have to have in place because it is a healthcare environment, so we have to make sure that we're keeping it safe for everybody that's here. But we try to match you. So we really don't require any education. If you come with a certification or you happen to have been a formerly registered nurse, obviously you might feel more comfortable helping out with screening or being in, you know, on a floor in a department directly interacting with patients. But then we also have opportunities, you know, helping out in the lab or doing clerical work and admin support, bringing your dog in and doing visits if you have a registered therapy animal. So we really try to match you. There is no requirement other than we do ask that you are able to kind of make a commitment. These are busy people, busy departments that are, they do rely on our volunteers. So when they're gone, the absence is felt. So we do ask for people to be able to pick a day and a shift that they can be consistent with and do that. Someone who can obviously, it is a regulated environment, so you have to be comfortable following policies, procedures, following the rules, wearing your badge, wearing your uniform, those kinds of things. So if you want something with a little bit more flexibility or less rules, you know, maybe health, being in a healthcare environment isn't right for you. But we also have, we're trying to create opportunities that are sort of less restrictive. So if you play piano, if you play violin, we have departments that are constantly looking for musicians to come in and just play and create a relaxing environment for.
We have to wrap. That is such a great idea for musicians to come in. I hadn't even thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
Stacy Coventry, the best information. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Give me the website real quick before we go.
So if you go to our Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center website, just click on About Us, and under there you'll see our volunteering tab, and all of our contact information will be there.
Stacy, thank you. You've been great. That's
thank
it for
you
me.
So much.
This is Senior Talk. Thanks. Bye.